Hi. I'm from Minot, North Dakota. I am not pretty. Okay? I'm chubby and I'm very insecure and I really hate myself. And it's not that I complain and not do anything about it, because I do. I'm on a diet. I work out. And I look in the mirror every day, and I try and point out pretty things about me, but I just don't see anything. All the girls I see everywhere, in person, on magazines, they are flawless. Oh my God, it's like God gave them these magic powers to look like gorgeous, like just drop dead gorgeous. And I'm not like that. I'm chubby and I have acne and I'm just ugly. And one of the hardest parts dealing with that is I don't have a lot of self-confidence like other chubby girls do. There are chubby girls who wear whatever they want and I just can't because I hate my body that much. I don't wear shorts, skirts, or dresses. I don't wear tank tops out in public, usually. I have scabs all over me. I don't cut, but I have bad social anxiety and just anxiety, period. And so I pick up my skin, or I bite my nails really bad. Like, I bit mine earlier, and they're really bad right now. I don't have nice teeth. I have to get surgery and braces done. I'm not an athlete. I'm not a pretty girl. I don't usually wear makeup. If I do, it's for self-confidence issues. And not all girls do it for that. Most girls are just, they love it. They're artists. I'm not. I do simple, basic makeup. I'm the type of girl you see with ripped skinny jeans on, a baggy sweatshirt, and cat earrings. I don't know. I think this is good for venting. My therapist has suggested doing podcasts with venting. I just want to say it's not easy. And if you're going through something tough, I can totally understand it. If you don't believe me, let me tell you about how much I can understand it. Growing up, I had been mildly abused and I was neglected. I was kind of alone as a child. I was also a very weird child. Sorry, I need speech therapy. I stutter and slur my words. Just so you know, or just so anyone knows, because I don't know, I'm awkward. Anyways, I was a weird kid growing up. I'm still weird, but I got really bullied for it. Like, not just your typical bullying, it was more of, I got hit with baseball bats during recess, or I'd be pushed down the school stairs, and it hurt. This is why I can't speak to people usually, because I'm scared that, you know, I'll be an outcast forever. I already am. And I grew up being bullied until fifth grade. Fifth grade, I was a developing woman. I had developed earlier than my peers. And I started understanding what crushes were. And it's kind of weird. I wasn't normal. I was more mature for my age, and it was not okay. I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be who I was. Do you ever feel that way? You know, you just wake up and you want to switch with someone else? my god, I look at people all the time and just say, please switch bodies with me. But anyways, I started developing crushes, and it kind of sucked because I was never really a pretty girl, you know, and I don't think I'm ever going to be a pretty girl. I was still a little chubby back then, and I was kind of ugly, and I am really ugly now. And it hurt because I got rejected a lot, and other girls would have all these guys, you know. It's like when you join a team, and there's always that one favored person who gets picked for everything, and you just blend in with the wall. And it sucks. Like, you're the last one being picked for dodgeball. I think that's a better one. Anyways, I got rejected a lot. I didn't really have much boyfriends growing up. Well, I think maybe half of sixth grade, I was somewhat kind of normal. I was still bullied for how I looked because I have acne. And I'm chubby, so, you know, easy target. I got low self-esteem, why not blow me down? Anyways, and I was actually doing pretty good, though, through half of sixth grade. I had a 4.0, I was a good student. And then my dad went to prison. And let me clarify this, I was a daddy's girl growing up. And it really hurt, because he was like a hero to me, and I found out he had been selling drugs. And it felt like he went from a hero to a villain, and I didn't want to see him. So for a whole year, I didn't see him, and he finally got out because of good behavior. Well, during that time he was in prison, I had been molested by my grandfather, and it really hurt because your family is, at the end of the day, all you got. And, I mean, I was never really close with him, but he was still my grandpa, so I still kind of looked up to him. I didn't tell anyone for, I think, maybe 2 years. And then I said something. Actually, I think it was a whole year. Half of seventh grade, I told my mom, or actually, I told my best friend, and she encouraged me to tell my mom. Otherwise, I would have probably kept it inside. Because, I don't know, I always imagined myself to be some tough girl, at least, but I'm not. I'm not really tough. And it hurts. And not long after that, I fell in with a bad crowd. And let me tell you, when I've been in the shit, I was in the shit. I was at rock bottom, and I had been raped by a 23-year-old. And all of my friends turned against me because he supplied booze and drugs. I'm not a drinker, and I don't do drugs. I smoked weed before, but not a lot. And it really hurt because I thought they were my best friends at the time. And I didn't tell anyone about it. One of my friends had heard him moaning and thought it was consensual sex, so I had to lie, you know, to fit in with my friends. And when everyone found out it wasn't consensual, they all turned against me, and they all hated me. And it's one reason why I struggle to make friends, because, you know, it's hard. Anyways, so I went to treatment, and I've been in therapy since then. That all happened when I was 12. I am almost 16 now. And I'm brave. And I'm strong. But I'm still pretty ugly. Sometimes, I don't know. One time me and my brother, we got in this argument. He said I deserved it. And for the longest of time, he never apologized to me. And the other day while I was down in Arizona, we were outside at night alone, and he apologized, and he broke down in tears. And it made me break down in tears because I always felt that it was my fault. Both cases, everything. I thought all of it was my fault. From the beginning of being bullied, to my dad going to prison, to being molested and raped, I thought it was all me. I mean, when you're a victim, that's all you get told, is that it's all your fault for things. And it really hurts. I have a lot of issues, you know. I don't go out to the mall with my friends or do anything fun. I don't post much. I don't know many people. Not many boys are usually interested in me. And I'm left out a lot. And it really hurts. You know? Do you ever just want to be someone else? Like, do you ever just want to fix everything about yourself? I really do. It's 5 in the morning right now. And I think I'm going to head off to bed now. But I really needed to vent. And I know this is terrible, but if there is just someone out there who feels like me, like, you don't even have to go through all the things I had to go through, but if you feel so uncomfortable with yourself, and you have issues with anxiety too, I mean, I'm always open to talk. But I guess usually people think I'm just another, oh, it's one of you depressed, self-diagnosed bitches. But I'm really not. On my records, it'll say I have depression and PTSD, and I have anger issues and suicidal thoughts and bad anxiety. My PTSD is so bad that when someone wraps their hand around my ankle, I start freaking out. Because it reminds me of the rape, and it reminds me of how much I believe that I deserved it. But if someone could just understand what it's like to not be pretty, to not be thin, to just be a loser, I understand it too. And you're not alone. Just, I kind of need someone to talk to. My only friend is a whore. Literally, she tried flirting with my boyfriend one time, and then she started dating a guy that I had a crush on way before. And it really hurt because that was supposed to be my best friend. Alright, I'm gonna go to bed, people. I'm sure no one will ever listen to this. Bye. Thank you.